This Latimus is Shaham. Dictating patient's name is Vicky Adams, ADAMS, Vicky, VICKIE. Date of birth is 7/5/1951. Date of service. Date of service is 1/5/2026. Miss Adams is a very pleasant 74-year-old female with history of antiphospholipid syndrome, history of PE on anticoagulation with Coumadin, history of endometrial cancer in remission, history of anxiety and depression, degenerative joint disease, iron deficiency anemia, and schizoaffective disorder, who was walking to get her mail when she slipped on ice and fell. She was brought to the emergency room. X-ray of the wrist did not show any traumatic findings. CT, abdomen and pelvis showed acute, very mildly displaced fracture of the right pubic body and pubic rami, acute non-displaced fracture of the right sacral ala with very mild widening of the right sacral iliac joint. A small right pelvic and right retroperitoneal hematoma. Patient was seen by trauma surgery also. She denied hitting her head. She was admitted to the hospital for a mechanical fall. No head strike, no loss of consciousness. She was given pain medications, her Coumadin was held, INR was 3.8 on admission. Orthopedics were consulted, continued on other medications. She was weight bearing as tolerated with front wheel walker at all times. Author recommended follow up in outpatient in 2 to 3 weeks' time. Patient was subsequently recommended subacute rehab. She was otherwise doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. has been significant for antiphospholipid syndrome, history of pulmonary embolism, history of endometrial cancer in remission, history of degenerative joint disease, history of anxiety, slight depression, history of schizoaffective disorder. History of polycythemia vera. Past surgical history has been significant for hernia repair, colonoscopy, hysterectomy, and cystoscopy. Social history, smoking. She quit smoking 54 years ago. Alcohol, none. Allergies, no non-drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. She does have history of pulmonary embolism, history of antiphospholipid syndrome. Respiratory system, she denies any complaints of cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of pulmonary embolism. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, denies any complaints of headaches, no blurring of vision, no history of TIE or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does have pain in her pelvic area, complaints of pain in her lower back, and also history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake and alert, oriented times 3, no focal deficits, no weakness in the arms or lower extremities. Impression, number 1, fall, next. Right pubic body and pubic rami fracture, mildly displaced, next. Non-displaced acute fracture of the right sacral ala. Next, right pelvic and right retroperitoneal hematoma is very small. Next, history of antiphospholipid syndrome. Next, history of pulmonary embolism on anticoagulation with Coumadin. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, history of anxiety / depression. Next, schizoaffective disorder. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medication, will consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to use walker all the time as recommended. She will work with physical therapy, encourage her to drink enough fluids, continue other medications, will monitor her PTINR, will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Lillian Mack, M-A-C-K, Lillian, W-L-I-L-L-I-A-N. Date of birth is 3/26/1944. Date of service, May 6, 2026. Ms. Mack is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she is doing better. She does have some swelling of her lower extremities. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. Denies any palpitations. Denies any pain with deep inspiration. She denies any abdominal discomfort. No nausea or vomiting. She She said that she has been noticing some increasing swelling of her legs, otherwise unremarkable. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Wall sounds were positive. Extremities 1 to 2 plus spitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression number 1, recurrent falls. Next history of COPD. Neck bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next history of tiny subsegmental PE. Next history of coronary artery disease, status post PCI, next cervical spinal stenosis, next chronic pain syndrome with opioid dependence, next history of COPD, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, next history of rheumatoid arthritis, next hypothyroidism, next history of carotid stenosis, status post right carotid endarterectomy, next history of nicotine dependence, next depressive disorder, next history of restless leg, next DJD, next GERD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. We'll put her on Lasix for 20 milligrams daily for 3-4 days. She was encouraged to keep her legs elevated, continue to work with physical therapy, continue other medications, cut back on salty food. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Randall Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. Date of birth is 12-9-1959. Date of service is 1-5-2026. Mr. Wilson is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He was recently admitted after having a fall. He states that he is doing better. He was at Wellbridge. He was sent to the emergency room with chills. And shortness of breath, with his oxygen saturation in the 70s. He was initially taken to an outside hospital where a chest x-ray was concerning for multifocal pneumonia. He had leukocytosis, elevated lactic acid level, and tropinemia. Also acute kidney injury to creatinine of 3.1. He was started on broad spectrum antibiotic, placed on BiPAP, and transferred to University of Michigan. Chest x-ray did confirm multifocal consolidations with ongoing leukocytosis, high troponins, and acute and chronic kidney injury. Also, AST and ALT were elevated. Patient was weaned to high-flow nasal cannula. High-resolution CT. Chest showed bilateral airspace opacities consistent with pneumonia, also possible superimposed edema. Patient with history of renal transplant. His LFTs are felt to be elevated, likely due to shock liver. Nephrology felt acute kidney injury was also likely from sepsis due to pneumonia. Had he felt a typical bacterial pneumonia, was most likely given imaging characteristics. Procalcitonin was elevated. Epstein-Barr virus, CMV, and PCR have been negative. Blood cultures were also negative. Sputum for pneumocystis was negative. Patient was empirically treated with ganciclovir. Urine culture was positive for Enterococcus faecalis. Patient was being followed by the transplant team as well as nephrology, gastro, and infectious disease. He was gradually improving. Was doing better, was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he feels much better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. He does complaints of feeling tired and fatigued and weak, but denied any other complaints. For details of past medical history, past surgical history, social history, medication, see chart. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities. One plus spitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, sepsis with / multifocal pneumonia. Next, acute hypoxic respiratory failure. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, depressive disorder. Next, history of kidney transplant. Next, acute and chronic kidney disease. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, elevated liver enzymes. Next, type 2. Next, non-ST elevation MI with pulmonary congestion / edema. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Next, asymptomatic bacteriuria. Transplant patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. He will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue other medications. Will repeat his blood test in a week. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Stanley Sokolowski. S-O-K-O-L-O-W-S-K-I, Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 3/15/1948. Date of service is 1/5/2026. Mr. Sokolowski is seen in his room today. for a follow-up visit. He was recently admitted back from the hospital. He was sent to the hospital because of lower extremity cellulitis as well as worsening swelling of both the lower extremities. He was admitted to the hospital. At the hospital, he was felt to have venous stasis, and his redness was felt to be consistent with chronic venous stasis and likely stasis dermatitis. ACE bandages were placed for compression to assist with swelling. Patient was advised to keep his legs elevated when not ambulating. Wound care reviewed images and recommended daily dressing changes of the lower extremity wound and cover with Mepilex 4x4 with border dressing to promote healing. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital. He was hemodynamically stable. At the present time, he feels much better. He does have the having the ACE wrap of both the lower extremities, though he is still sitting with his foot hanging down. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, obese, but soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Dressing with / ACE wrap, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, lower extremity swelling, bilateral. Next, chronic venous insufficiency. Next, stasis dermatitis. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, diabetic neuropathy. Next, vascular dementia. Next, major depressive disorder. Next, hypertension. Next, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, GERD. Next, history of gout. Next, chronic back pain with radiculopathy. Next, osteoarthritis. Next, BPH. Next, chronic iron deficiency anemia. Next, obstructive sleep apnea. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. He was recommended to keep his legs elevated, continue with dressing changes and ACE wraps. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.